it clear, however, that boundaries in marriage is not about fixing, changing, or punishing your mate. If you aren't in control of yourself, the solution is not learning to control someone else. The solution is learning self-control. So don't look at this as a way to make someone else grow up. It is more about taking ownership of your own life so that you are protected and you can love and protect your spouse without enabling or rescuing him or her. So welcome to Boundaries in Marriage. We hope this is a helpful resource for you, whatever condition your marriage is in. And we pray that as you learn to make the word no a good word in your marriage, responsibility and freedom will then help love take deep roots in both of your hearts. God bless you.
Chapter 1. What's a boundary anyway? The issues are different for many couples, but the perplexity is often the same. One spouse feels something is missing, but she can't figure out what it is. She tries to do the right things. She gives, sacrifices, honors the commitment, and believes the best. And yet she doesn't achieve intimacy. Or worse than that, she doesn't avoid pain. In some cases, the confusion hides itself behind the simplistic explanations that problems, such as addiction, irresponsibility, control, or abuse, provide. Oh, if he were just not so controlling, or if she would just stop